Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
State Senator Chris Jacobs is joining us live this morning to talk about a few different things, but let's start with license plates, Chris. The Cuomo administration backpedaling on this one, now allowing drivers with plates older than 10 years old to keep them. Many had seen this as a cash grab. How big a deal is it that the governor changed his mind on this?
Good morning. I think it's a great win for the people. I think that this was a farce all along, and using this competition for the new design of a license plate as a kind of distraction to what they really wanted to do is a major money grab from each and every driver in New York State. And, you know, I have 10-year-old plates, and they're absolutely in fine shape, and EasyPass, you know, I was able to pick them up. There's no reason why I should pay another $25. And so I think it's a great sign that when people get engaged and voice their views that actually you can beat City Hall, and it's often tough. But and I think the governor got caught in frankly a lie, trying to say that he needed the legislature to change this. That it was our law, and when the research was done by media, it showed that the law on the books said the DMV can charge up to $25. They don't have to charge anything if they don't want to. So, you know, on and on it went, and it really unraveled on them. And so I'm happy that in a state that's overtaxed and has so many unnecessary fees, that there's not another one now that is going on the taxpayer and the driver.
Hey, looking at this, there seemed to be a lot of confusion between the state, between drivers, of what exactly was going on with your old plates. And, I mean, quite frankly, there's still confusion as to what happens if you have plates that are older than 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that certainly needs to be worked through. But I think the outcome in this is, I believe the fervor and the voices of the people were so strong that I don't think they're going to inevitably have a situation where if your plates are in fine shape that you need to buy new plates. And I think it would be very easy to incorporate this into your inspection, your annual inspection. So if you have your inspection and they find your plates are in a state that you can't, the law enforcement wouldn't be able to see them or read them or EasyPass, then that would be another situation that you would have to replace. But otherwise, shouldn't have to.
Right. Let's move on to vaping right now. This crackdown, New York is becoming the first state to ban flavored vaping, flavored e-cigarettes. Yet is it somewhat hypocritical, Chris, that at the same time, the legislature is close to approving legislation to allow, recreational marijuana in this state?
That's a very good point. This is a very difficult issue. Having a father who died of lung cancer and struggled for years trying to quit smoking, I know how difficult it is, this addiction, and that I respect what people are saying in interviews right now, that vaping has been the reason they've been able to stop smoking. On the other hand, it is clear to me that the vaping industry is also marketing to young people, and there's an epidemic really of young people who, the stats show that in 2011, about less than 2% of high school kids were vaping, and now nearly 20% are. So, this is a complicated issue, and that's why we were still discussing it in the legislature. And I think that it needs more discussion, because the one thing to keep in mind is these deaths, none of them are coming by vaping. The majority of the deaths, from what I understand, are not from vaping nicotine products. It's black market THC, as your point, marijuana. So this actually wouldn't even solve the problem of what we're dealing with right now, the deaths. So I really think that this should have been going through the legislative process for more input, discussion, so folks from the vaping sector could speak, people who have benefited from it, and the other side who are concerned about this major uptick. youth getting addicted to nicotine by big tobacco. You know, do we need a bubblegum flavored vaping? Probably not. Should they all be banned? I'm not sure if that's the case. If that would have negative consequences, we might find more people going over now and going back to smoking cigarettes, which clearly would be worse.
What do you see happening in this? Is there something the legislature can do when it returns to session to say, why don't we hold off on this? Or we heard a lot from vape shop owners that said, you know, we didn't even really get a chance to see if the new raise the age law to 21 had any impact in youth vaping and smoking.
I mean, certainly there's always, I would encourage everybody to vocalize their and convey their message to the governor. In governor's office, it's a regulation he's putting in place through his Department of Health. He can always rescind regulations. We see, for an example, of the license plate issue. It can happen. It's very rare. He's a very stubborn person. But I really think this is something that we talked in detail in our health committee last session. I really think it needs more. And, you know, legislature's there for a reason. So people have direct connection with the representatives to give the different perspectives on this before just ramming something through using a health crisis. It's really, this is not going to resolve what we're seeing here in terms of the deaths with black market THC. So it's almost being used as an excuse to do this, and that's very unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there's room to reconsider this executive order, this ban, and focus more on how to keep underage kids from getting their hands on it.
Exactly. I mean, certainly, again, the governor can rescind anything he wants. It's just difficult to get him to move. But I would encourage folks that are concerned about this, this is an important issue, and they should vocalize their concerns directly to the governor's office and the Department of Health.
All right, Chris, thanks for the time. That's State Senator Chris Jacobs joining us, talking a little bit about license plates, the new movement on that happened yesterday, and e-cigarettes and flavored vapes with us live.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.